We want to try to get everybody to come on in into the auditorium. We're just passing these out. Test. If everybody that's coming in a meeting can come on in and find a seat, it would be great. We want to get started as soon as we can.
Good morning. Looks like we have a good majority of those coming in already, so let's go ahead and get started with this meeting. I appreciate everybody being here to look further into the ministry here at Rush Creek. A little outline of the events. We're going to go through prayer. There are two ballots to be voted on today, and then we will close. So, and with prayer, I want to thank all of you for being very intentional in your prayer, and that this community together and our congregation together has put the time and effort into not only the prayer line, but also the Thursday, the texts that go out at noon to have a corporate prayer time. So if you're not involved in those, please either see myself or one of the staff members, and we'll try and get you signed up into that. I know that you can actually reach that through the Rush Creek app as well, so if you want to check that. So at this point, let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this gathering today. Thank you for inserting your will in the hearts of this congregation. Our praise to you, for you have poured into each of us so we can be the light in this world. By your provision, each of us has the time, talent, and treasure to be a reflection of Christ in this community. We pray that this meeting honors you and that the information we share and vote on furthers your will. We pray all this in Christ's name. Amen.
We understand with both of the ballots, there's a lot of information that's going out. Information about the budget, and then later information about project renewal. What we want to do is we want to give you an opportunity. If you're able and are comfortable voting today and now after you hear the information, that's fine. But if you'd like to take some of the information, you want to pray about it and think about it, and you want to give your vote in next week, that's fine too. You can turn it in next week into the offering plates as they go around, or there is a secure box outside the office that you can put that ballot in. So we just wanted to give you some time to digest and process through a lot of the information that's coming out. The first group will be for the annual fiscal budget, and I'd like to introduce Cameron and Dale. Not so much that you don't know them, but I think it was important for you to know that about a year and a half to 2 years ago, we had 3 years ago, we had Cameron working with the budget, and then about a year and a half to 2 years ago, Dale came on as staff accountant, and the two of them have been working significantly hard in streamlining the budget and keeping it within constraints. And if you'll notice this year, it's a 3.8% increase, which is the lowest increase in recent years. And so they've worked diligently and very hard to be able to do that. And they've worked with staff, aligning themselves with you as a congregation in staying within budget and also being responsible. So I just want you to understand the working relationship they have, and we're very grateful for that. And I'll ask them to explain the budget to you and then offer any questions you might have about it.
Thank you, Pastor John. You should have in front of you, or at least nearby you, one of the 2018-19 Rush Creek Ministry budget proposals. It gives you obviously the numbers for our upcoming year, 2018-19, while looking at them in comparison to our previous year, 2017-2018. We have a more in-depth budget. It's anywhere, I think it's about 10 pages or so. If anybody ever wants access to that, you may have it, absolutely. Just come and talk to myself or Dale. But purely for the sake of being kind to our planet, saving trees, and saving time, we just present you here with the front sheet, the one sheet that gives you an overview of that budget process. So if you would like access to the thicker one that gives you every line item detail, come and talk to us. But for the purposes of this meeting, you have all of the primary information that you should hopefully need in this one sheet. So just looking at it, walking through the numbers, there's no real way to not bore you with walking through numbers, but I will try my best. For administrative, we have jumped up a little bit. Most of this is, I'm just going to kind of walk through numbers. I'll let Dale answer any questions about that. I'll just point out where the biggest additions or subtractions have been within that budget. So administrative is the biggest addition in that process, jumping up from 583 last year to 607. Ministry support has stayed roughly exactly the same. Building has gone up just a little bit to 112. Worship arts up by 5,000 as we're working towards some of the changes and things that will come in as it relates to project renewal. Children's ministry is the biggest leap in terms of our daily activities budgets, jumping from 35 to 49. Youth ministry has actually dropped, which was helpful in terms of just making sure things kind of even out. So it's gone from 67 down to 59. College ministries has dropped a little bit as well, mostly because the number of students that we have going to Grace Bible College and thus getting a scholarship from us has lowered from last year, which was almost, I think, 9 or 10 students, to in the upcoming year, forecasting about just 4 or 5 students. And then adult ministries is roughly the same as well. So overall, that puts us at a budget number of $914,000, which, as John said, is just under a 4% increase from last year and a dollar increase of $35,000 from budget year 2017-2018 at $879 to budget year 2018-2019 at $914. So with that being said, I would gladly open it up for any questions as it relates to the budget, and Dale and I will do our best to answer it. Dale, if you want to take that microphone, I'm going to roam around a little bit, and I can help answer slash also give the microphone to people. Rich!
Okay, on 17-18, did you finish within budget for all categories in the total?
Yes, I should have. Dale, you want to just do a quick update on the ending?
Okay. Is this on? Can you hear? All right. Yeah, the current year is not over yet. But my best guess at this point is we'll be underneath budgeted income and expenses by $15,000 to $20,000 overall. It was $879,000, so I'm thinking we'll end up $850,000 in income and maybe a little more on the expenses. That's where I think we'll end up.
Questions? Yes.
In particular, like the youth ministry, the decrease in the budget there, that's probably an area we want to grow in. Can you just a 30,000-foot view of why the budget would go down? for the youth ministry?
Sure. Well, this is a learning process for our staff and myself to estimate the cost of programs. And we grossly overestimated last year's budget based on no help for food and certain other activities. It was kind of a worst-case scenario, and we ended up getting a lot of extra help, so we didn't spend as much, but we also over-budgeted for things that we thought we were going to spend. So these are really as close as we can get it actual for the new year without any change in activity, really, for what they're doing.
Yeah, it feels like each year we're honing in even closer and closer on what those actual numbers are, and the process of working with Dale and myself and the staff has made the entire process far more seamless and hopefully far more accurate in terms of both budgeting and accounting for income as well. So, other questions? Yes, Jim.
Dale, overall income as far as giving, has that been status quo? Has it been increasing? Has it been decreasing? What's the status there?
Well, the trend over the last few years has been increasing. And as I alluded to earlier, I think we'll miss our full budgeted income of $879 by about $20,000 maybe. We have to count for today and then the rest of this week. So that's just a rough shot. So overall, it's going up. And I expect that trend to, or hope that trend to continue.
Other thoughts, other questions about the budget? Mm-hmm. Yes, Becky.
This is just a clarification then. You're going down for this for the upcoming budget for the youth and the college and the adult ministries. Was that then just because of over-budgeting before? Nothing is going to be cut?
Yeah, as Dale was saying, and as I was alluding to just a minute ago, most of the budgets that are going down from last year to this year is simply from a result of over-budgeting and looking at our actually spent money this year in those areas and realizing we just put more money than we needed to in those areas. Nothing is being cut. Nothing is being taken away as far as actually doing ministry. It's just, as Dale said, a more accurate viewpoint of what's being spent and trying to gauge that. And if next year that exact amount of money is spent and we need to do more, then we'll increase it as needed. So nothing has been said, hey, want to really increase this here, and we actually cut other things. So, yes,
and
Ron.
To tack on to that, with the children's ministry, last year we underestimated the budget costs of some of the programs, but this year it's up because it's a little more accurate, those program costs are, but we're also adding some events and increasing camp scholarships. So there's some additional things going on there as well.
Yes, question, sir. For you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
The budget is a projected spending.
Yes.
And based on the income of this year, is about $1,000 a week more for projecting for this coming year. Is actual spending kept within what actually comes in?
Yeah.
Not
good
matching
question.
Budget.
Each month I send each department their income or the expense statement, and we go over that together monthly to keep on track. We've been getting anywhere from 97 to 103% on the income side. So if there's any change in that, then I would intervene and say we need to hold back expenses. But our staff is very good stewards that way. They watch the monthly statements and adjust their spending quarterly as we go throughout the year.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Dale, but as we were budgeting this year, we take a look at, for those of us who are a little more administratively minded and a little more numbers minded, where we rearrange things in the budget doesn't matter so much. What we want to do is make sure that we account for it well and know where it's coming from and where it's going. And so some of the changes, increase in administrative budget, have actually been taken out of the youth budget and put in the administrative budget, so we can consolidate the spending, and some of those were administrative overhead kinds of things. So some of that shift of, wow, we have far more administration and far less programming, It's not because we're the government and, you know, just not spending well. We're really trying to do well in terms of accounting and consolidating how it is we account for things. So just know that, that part of that is administrative shifting of expenses.
Yep.
Thank you, Brett. Other thoughts, other questions? And remember, too, that this isn't the only time you can ask these questions. Obviously, this is maybe the only time that publicly in front of everybody else you can, but we are available anytime. You can come talk to myself, to Dale, to any of the deacons. We would be glad to sit down with you, walk you through anything. None of this is hidden. This is all open information to all of you, and we want to make sure that we reiterate that every time we're up here talking about budget stuff, because it's all of us as a congregation that give so generously and graciously to the work of the Lord through Rush Creek. So, all righty. I don't see any other flailing hands. So, with that, I'll turn it over to Ryan.
So at this time, if we can, those that are able to vote, if you would please do so, and hand those towards the middle, and we'll collect those. If you want time to consider, again, as John had said, please take the time to pray through this, to review the information, to ask questions, and those can still be handed in through next Sunday.
While you're passing those in, I do just want to reiterate a huge thanks to Dale. He does this out of the kindness of his heart, and he gives so much of his time and energy and certainly his God-given talents to helping us keep in track with our budget. And he has truly helped to streamline this process. And so as a staff, we just want to say, Dale, thank you so much for all the work that you do in helping us to, as Brett said, stay accountable and just do it with excellence. So thank you truly, Dale. Appreciate it.
I couldn't help but in reflecting on this meeting and the votes that we're taking today that Ecclesiastes 3, everything that happens in this world happens at the time God chooses. He sets the time for birth and the time for death, the time for planting and the time for pulling up, the time for killing and the time for healing, the time for tearing down and the time for building. Yes, we go into project renewal. We talk about that further. And I think it's good to recognize those, both the congregation, everybody here that's prayed for this and put their time and effort into this, as well as the staff, the board, we've all put in for this together, and so to keep that in mind as we review the numbers and review what we are going to be doing in the future. So you want to introduce the...
Reminded once again this week with kids games as the impact of this church in the community and ministry, and why do we do what we do, and that's exactly why we do it. It's not just kids, but it's relationship that we have within this community and the power that we're able to extend as a church, that we really are who we are because of the person of Christ living through us. So it's encouraging. You think about Project Renewal in a lot of different ways. It's very exciting. You've seen the storage unit in the back. You've seen the sign out up front. And literally, probably about this time in July, things will start physically happening. What I wanted to do, first of all, is I would just like to have every board member and every committee member, if you have served on any of the committees or Project Renewal, if you will just stand where you're at right now. And so every board member, please stand. Every person that served on a committee, any of the Project Renewal committees, anyone who's been involved in it in any way, shape, or form. I want you to look around, those of you that are seated. These are the people that you can go to and get more information from and talk to them about more things that you might have some questions on that you can't get answered here in the time frame of today. But these are the individuals that have been working on, and we want to thank all of you for being involved in this project for sure in this sense. So see who they are, know who they are. You can talk to them and get more information. Let me just give you a really brief timeline that is not biblical. In other words, it is not inerrant. So I'm going to give you a timeline as we know most recently as far as what's going to be happening. And then we have a series of men coming up and just sharing with you in a progression of what's going on with Project Renewal. We know that our staff has been working quite diligently on how to handle Project Renewal and how to handle the changes that are coming up. The ministry year, this coming ministry year, will be a challenge because there will be a lot of differences, primarily in the children's ministry. So here's what's happening. Roughly around July 23rd on a Monday, this auditorium will starting to be worked on. It's going to be worked on all the way until probably August 14th or 16th. So we'll have three Sundays where we're going to be outside in the pavilion area under tents for three consecutive Sundays. It's an outdoor ministry opportunity. We're promoting it in the community. On the last Sunday of that, we will be having an outdoor potluck, outdoor picnic, whatever you want to call it, and inviting the community. So it'll be kind of an exciting outreach opportunity, but it'll be also worship and ministry of this church. And while that's happening, the interior of this auditorium will be going through the renovations. It's possible that that week of the 14th of August, there will be things on the walls that you don't see now that aren't totally finished. But we'll be able to worship that following Sunday, you might still see things in progress. And then we're told roughly around August 15th, right in that time frame, the destruction, the demolition, the process beginning in the children's wing will start up right around middle of August. You're going to see a lot of things happening. They're going to be building walls around in the back area of the gym so it keeps the dust and debris out. A lot of different barriers might be there for you. Eventually, only this side of bathrooms will be able to be used. But a lot of those things will take place and will start about the middle of August. Now, we know that that area is probably the highest area of renovation. The children's wing, the changes within the nursery itself, floor plan, the changes in the back, the security issues. We know all of those things are going to take time. The most recent estimate given to us by all the construction people waiting for lead items, waiting for steel, waiting for those things, most likely will be the greatest Christmas present we've had in a long time, because the first Sunday we'll be possibly able to use the children's ministry will be December 23rd, the Sunday before Christmas. And so we know for this entire first part of the year, we're going to be changing and configuring and maneuvering things with children's ministry. Our children's ministry staff is very eager to jump into this. And I use the word eager because it'll be a challenge. And we're excited because we know that all of you are going to be able to accept that challenge. Nobody will be upset or disgruntled during that time because, hey, changes are happening and things are happening and we'll all work together and we'll make it happen together. We'll be changing around the nursery. The nursery will be in that back computer room right next to the end zone. The back computer room, that's going to be reconfigured as a nursery. The room to the side of the kitchen, that's going to be reconfigured to preschool. We've got all different kinds of plans to work out what it's going to do for second hour. But one of the things that staff is, and everyone being involved is, we really want to maintain ministry as best as possible during this time. We don't want to abandon ministry to kids or to youth or to you as adults. So second hour will begin at the right time in September that it usually does. It just may look a little bit different, and we'll continue to update you with what that looks like, how that looks like for children and for you as adults. But we want to assure you that ministry will continue. Outreach will continue. It will look different, it will feel different, but it'll be excitingly different because we're creating an opportunity for people as even they drive by and come in here seeing things are happening, things are changing, and things are growing and moving. So I want to encourage you with that. After that December time, when everything is kind of being configured, sometime in January or February, we'll have a time of celebration of what the Lord has done, and you'll have a time to walk through, just like we did over almost a year ago, walking through the different places that are going to be done, and you'll be able to have a clarity on what actually has been happened and what we're looking forward to. So that's kind of the most basic timeline that we're looking at is regarding Project Renewal. There are a lot of events that staff have already planned for, already working for. And I'll say one more thing. We will be looking for volunteer help. We will be posting sign-up sheets for volunteers to help clean out the children's area wing, volunteers to potentially rip out carpet and do some other things that are needed. We will post them. We will let you know those dates, the times that are available. You can sign up and be a part of that. So we will rely on volunteer help to help us to work through that. But that's kind of the timeline for project renewal. Does anybody have any real quick questions about that? Anything you're worried about, concerned about regarding the project timeline? The construction company, they're very professional. So in the back, going into the gym, because the overhead of the gym area will be kind of taken away and a new entryway done there, they'll be building kind of a plywood wall that will kind of separate the debris area. So you'll see that happening. And there'll still be access through the hallway, access through these side doors. But that entire children's wing from about the middle of August all the way till December, that's going to be pretty much shut down. And everything in there is going to be reconfigured and redone. The room over here, Fireside Chapel, there's some changes that will be done there. But that will be done during the time of the auditorium refit too. So those changes will occur roughly about the same time. The youth room changes that are going to occur, some of that will happen during the auditorium refit. Some of that will have to happen after the August 15th time as well. But all the youth ministry activities will continue. Nothing will change for them. We're just going to ship them outside more. And we just hope the weather will work with us. And if it doesn't, we have the outdoor pavilion, so we're good with that. I want to introduce Randy Belting. Randy's going to come up and share with you a little bit about the project cost adjustments and the recommendation that the board is making for project renewal.
Good afternoon. Yes, I would like to bring you up to date on the cost and the budget for project renewal. As you may recall, the last congregational meeting, you all approved a budget for project renewal of $2,250,000. That included a 10% capital reserve fund for major capital improvements, such as like the roof and the parking lot and so on and so forth. When that budget was approved, we had information from our architect, who we had been talking with for the last year, on basically what we wanted, what areas we wanted to improve. And so the estimate that he gave us was really based on a square footage estimate based on the different projects that they had worked on similar to ours. And so that's why we had, and they had given us the estimate of $2,250,000. As a building design committee, we have met with the architect for many months and many, many meetings, and we really, it became clear that we really needed to make some changes, enhancements, and additions that really needed to be made as far as details in this project. For example, expanding our foyer really to make it a little bit more roomy and more welcoming. We made some changes by adding the fireside room, for example, and some other classrooms to complete that renovation so it wouldn't look like we had a job half done. We also made some changes in the children's wing to make it a little bit more roomy. We moved some walls and moved some HVAC units, once again, to make it a little bit more kid-friendly, a little bit more convenient for the caretakers. And we also made some other changes, various things, minor things and some major things that would just make our rehabilitated facilities more practical and usable. In addition to that, if you live in Western Michigan, which I think all of you do, you know that the building and construction industry is extremely busy, in fact, overly busy. That basically translates into increased costs. In fact, the costs that were given to us even were almost changing on a monthly basis because it's supply and demand. And so if you understand that, you kind of know what I'm talking about in that respect. So between those construction cost increases, some of the enhancements that we've done to the building, has basically increased our cost $400,000 for the completed project renewal. Now, once again, we as a building design committee and even the construction committee have sat down on multiple occasions with the architect and say, what areas can we delete or alter or change or somehow to get back into budget? That was a tough question. And after all was said and done, the changes or deletions that we could have done were really not very compatible with the renovations that would be completed. And so after much prayer and careful consideration, we as the Building Design Committee and the Construction Committee decided that we would try to keep project renewal intact. In addition to some of the reasons we wanted to keep it intact, because if we had deleted, say, that $400,000 and pushed it off for a year or two, the construction companies and the architect have said that it's very possible that the increases over the next year or two could easily be 5 or 10% as additional cost. And so to number one, do it separately, and also the increased cost of doing it would be 5 to 10%. If we also waited another year or two, it could very well be feasible that the loan at that point in time could very easily be another 1% higher as far as an interest rate is concerned. That's coming down the road as well, increased interest rates. So with all of that considered, and we really, really did consider it in prayer, and we decided that we would try to keep project renewal intact, even though it was $400,000 more than what we had hoped for about a year ago. So bottom line is, we're asking that you, the congregation, increase the budget for project renewal by $400,000 for a new total of $2,650,000, and that still retains the 10% capital reserve fund for future major capital improvements such as the roof, parking lot, and there might be other things as well. So that said, I hope that is clear, and don't know if there's any questions that you may have. I don't know whether to be worried that you don't have any questions or happy. I'm not sure.
Yeah, there's one in the back, Dave.
Okay.
There are no guarantees in life. But we really do believe, now that we are this close to starting construction, that those are pretty good costs. Now that they've all been estimated out, they've all been actually given to subcontractors, we are much more confident that those are good costs that we're dealing with. Anyone else? Any questions? Rich?
I have a little experience in construction, and I know change orders are way, way more expensive than original plans. So what is the outlook for the potential of change orders, and if any, hopefully none, and if so, what's that going to do to the budget?
Once again, there are no guarantees in life. We have worked on this for over a year as far as the plans. Could there be some changes? There's always that possibility. We are pretty confident going down now, starting this project, that we've got most bases covered. But yeah, there's always that possibility there's going to be some changes. And I mean, when they get right down to it, they may dig something up and say, you know what, you've got oil under the building, and so we need to put a derrick in or something like that. I mean, you know, they are going to come across things that cannot be expected. So it is a possibility. It is a possibility. Yeah, and as far as that, there is technically an 8% cost overrun that is included in the budget. So there is some flush in there, but that's a normal thing that they put in there for exactly that reason.
Other questions?
I was just wondering, is there going to be a chance for people to volunteer? Am I not talking? Was he telling me to shut up or what?
No. What was the question? I couldn't hear.
I just wondered, are there going to be opportunities for people to volunteer some of the labor that is in here? Some of the people in the church cannot afford to give financially, but could give volunteer, you know? I just wonder, is there going to be a chance for that? Say, simple things like painting and some, you know, building things or cupboards or, you know, that kind of stuff. But that was my question.
Yes, yes, and yes. Seriously, there are, especially some of the classrooms that we talked about down this hall over here, the opposite side of the kitchen, they were not originally projected to be included to be done. But, you know, you've got new hallway going down, or new carpet, excuse me, going down the hallway. The hallway is going to be painted, and those rooms were not originally included. We are hoping to get volunteers in, actually to tear up that carpet, lay the carpet down, and to paint. So, yes, there is going to be a fair amount of volunteer help needed to complete that. So, yes, that would be great, and I'm glad you brought that up.
We ask you to use the mic mostly because we're also recording this, so if anybody wants to listen to it later, and when you speak into the mic, it then can be recorded. So that's why we ask you to wait for the mic.
Yeah. Also on July 18 and 19, we are going to have two evenings from 6 to 8 in the evening where people can come in, and we're just cleaning out the children's wing. Our volunteers have been working really hard to go through everything and sort and pack, but then on that evening we'll be moving the heavy things like the furniture and things that need to be moved to the other side to the classrooms that we're going to be using, but then everything else needs to go out to the storage trailer. So we're hoping to have a couple of good crews come on July 18 and 19 to do that.
Yeah, those dates that Karen mentioned, we'll have posted in the bulletin. We'll have sign-up sheets for you to be able to sign up for those dates and times. Thank you, Randy. Trying to make sure that we clear up all of the potential termites for assumption. So that's why we're having this meeting. So topic is really good today from Zach. I'd like to introduce, yeah, question? Huh? Done.
Come on. Will you have any of that sign up online through email?
We could probably set up something online as well, yes. Okay. Good question, thank you.
How close are we to our goal with our pledges and our lead gifts? Are we close to what we need?
Can you ask her to... She said, how close are we to our goal of pledges and lead gifts? Can we get an update as far as the finances related to Project Renewal?
Led by the Holy Spirit, here is Don Tenhove to answer that question.
Do we have that slide, Christian? Do we have any slides? All right. In the bulletin, there's been kind of weekly updates, but it's been very exciting to see how people have responded to turn in pledges and commitments. So far, which one? We've got about 807,000 in lead gifts, and to be honest and transparent, about 100 and some thousand of that, a little bit over 100,000, was from our fund that we had saved before, and approximately 95,000 of that was a land donation to two lots donated to us in Florida, which, praise the Lord, one of those sold this week, and the closing will be July 20th. Says 96 pledges. We have approximately 215 givers, regular givers in our church. So we're not even maybe half of the regular givers that have given pledges. In fact, to be totally honest, the pledges we've received are 82 so far. But 14 families or givers have been giving on a regular basis to Project Renewal, but just didn't submit a pledge. So we counted those 14 in because they've been giving. In fact, some people are so excited about giving, they started giving in January already when the pledges started in May. So that's awesome. So, but we would encourage you. And it doesn't matter if it's $2 a month, if $5, $10, whatever, to make a pledge. And as the Lord blesses and as the Lord provides, that you will give your pledge. No one's going to call you up and say, hey, Dave, you haven't given for 3 months? No, that's between you and the Lord. So if you think, oh, I can't give much, why fill out a pledge form? Please do, even if it's a little bit, just to show that we're really behind this. And we'd love to see 215 pledges, to tell you the truth. But just pray about it and fill out your pledge. As it says, so far we have 96 pledges for the amount of $1,090,000 approximately. And so we praise the Lord for that and look forward to the rest of the pledges coming in and subsidizing it more so that we don't have to use as much of the loan that the bank has already given us. We do have a construction loan for $1,300,000, but we pray that we don't need to use all that. And so it's the kind of loan that we only pay interest on as we use it. In fact, payment, we don't even have to pay for the first year. So we're excited and we pray that we won't even have to use that whole loan. But so I'd encourage you to, if you haven't filled out a pledge form, to do it as soon as possible.
Any questions as it relates to Don's update? Awesome.
We've asked Jim Hurtis to come up and share with you a little bit about the historical journey of Rush Creek Bible Church over the years and how we actually got here and how that impacts the future of ministry in the church.
Thank you, John. I just want to start out by saying that in the board meeting, when we start talking about big dollars and big money that we have to spend, I sat around the boardroom the other night and I looked and I said, we are a bunch of tightwads. I mean, we're stingy, because when we talk about $2 million plus, people are kind of like, I even saw Randy squirm a little bit. I mean, it's a lot of money. And so we don't take that lightly. Historically speaking, whenever we did these pledges or these campaigns, look at the building that we have that we're in right now. I mean, that was a huge step that we took as a much smaller congregation than what we are today. And I looked over the years of the major campaigns that we did, and God always supplied our needs. We always made it, and I sometimes just get goosebumps looking at those numbers of how that happened. And sometimes you look back and you go, how did that happen? Only God can do that, right? God always pulls us through. And has it always been easy? No. We've had some pretty tight times and a lot worse economy than what we have today. But we still pulled through, and I think God uses those times to stretch us and grow us. He wants us to take a chance, take a smart investment, not a reckless investment. And I don't think at all that we are being reckless. We as a board are very, very confident in what we're doing, that this investment we make is going to reach people eventually for Him. So I just want to encourage you that, you know, this is not the biggest campaign that we've done, but it's not a small one, but we've always carried through. God has always been blessing us with that. And as a board, when I say a little bit stingy and squirmy, because we have a big responsibility on our plate, because God has blessed you as a congregation to give to the church. And that's you entrusting us to be good stewards of those funds. And in a sense, it's kind of cutting through of God giving us a check and saying, here's this money, go be good stewards of it. And it's a big burden on our shoulders. We want to do the best we absolutely can. So know that the board is not recklessly spending this money and just throwing these numbers out there. We really scrutinize everything that comes through, from the budget to the project renewal. It's very well looked over. I just want to give you the confidence of that. And we just thank God that, you know, He is always brought us through. I mean, we have gifts that come in that are completely unexpected sometimes, and you just go, wow, thank you. So be encouraged, be confident that we're moving forward with this very, very confidently and excited as a board. So any questions about historical stuff that we've done? Who's all been taking part in the ones that we've done before? Yeah, so you know where I'm coming from. We've always been taken care of by God in that regard, so we are very thankful for that.
Let me just share one thing, and then I'll let Ryan come up, and he'll call for the vote. Friday afternoon, there were parents coming in, picking up their kids from the township hall, and I was standing in front. Cameron and I were both standing in front. And earlier, a lady came in, went in and got two of her little kids, and she was one that was talking to me about her older kid was watching their small group. And she said, oh, I noticed you guys had a sign in front of your church about building. What are you guys doing? So I was able to share just briefly what was going on, and it was so interesting that here we're protecting the kids in this building security, and now I'm transitioning to security and enhanced children's ministry here at the church. And she was quite taken by that. She said, boy, that's a serious investment in children. And I said, well, we really believe that children's ministry is key to growth, and also adults we have in our church ministering and serving our kids. And she said, how many adults do you have involved? And so I was able to tell her about the volunteers and about all the people invested. And I said, a lot of them are here today helping out our children. So it was a great conversation. Have those conversations with people. That sign's out there not just to be there, but it's to give you an opportunity to converse and to talk to people in this community, in this area. Ryan?
So are there any further questions? Anything that lingers that you want to have answered at this point? If not, I'll call for the vote. And again, you do have a week if you want to hold your vote and pray about this and bring this next Sunday. Certainly do so. Otherwise, please hand those down to the middle and they will be collected. Kendall, Thompson, yeah. And we're going to ask Kendall to close us out in prayer.
My ribs are doing good. Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you once again. We're sitting in the pews and a few of us are standing, but Lord, our hearts are down before you, and we ask you to bless each one and our heartfelt of what we feel you want us to do here. We know it's more money, but we look at souls, and that's our end goal. And we ask that when we think of those of us that have children, grandchildren, and even many have great-grandchildren, to see their eyes, their laughter, running down the hallway, what a joy it is that they're a creation of you, and that we want them to reflect who you are. And one great example to do this is by expanding the ministry here, making a safe, secure entryway, and that parents can check them in and out, and that they know that when they're in the center here for worship, that their children are safe. And most of all, Father, I want you to bless each one here. In spite of their needs and the financial ability to give, we pray that you'd bless them and that they would seek and give what they can. And we're thankful for this church that we don't have to plead with our people. They give. And so we thank you for them. But bless us as we depart. And thank you for the leadership team we have and all the men and women that's been a part of what we've done to get this far. We're seeking your blessing on what will happen. In Christ's name, amen.
Thank you, everyone, for coming. You're dismissed. If you want to need a pledge card, there's some back on the table in the gymnasium. You can pick one of those pledge cards up on your way out if you want.
Struggle against the wind. I've seen the dark and the broken places. Oh, but I know in my soul, no matter how bad it gets, I'll be alright. There's hope in front of me. There's a light I still see. The storm you finally find, where the hurt and the tears and the pain don't fall behind. You open up your eyes and up ahead there's a big sun shining. Right then and there you realize you'll be alright. There's a light I still see.
our sadness, He feels our sorrow, and in our weakness, He is strong. He holds the weight of all of our failings. Great is our sin.
Faces fighting for surrender, for now and the after, yeah. Just look around and you see that people are scared to say how they really feel. Oh, we all need a little honesty, yeah. You are loved. If your heart's in a thousand pieces, if you're lost and you're far from reason, just look up, know you are loved. Superheroes, photoshopped, all size zeros, a light not expected, but not quite perfected, yeah. Look up, see the sun is shining, there's hope on a new horizon, calling you, it's coming.
Thank you.
surrounding me, let it break. I've walked among the shadows, you wiped my tears away, and I felt the pain of heartbreak, and I've seen the brighter days, and I've prayed prayers to heaven from my lowest place, and I have held your blessings, God, you give and take away. No matter what I have, your grace is enough, and no matter where I am, I'm standing in your love. On the mountains I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing on the mountain, I didn't get there on my own. When I'm walking through the valley, I know I am not alone. You're God of the hills and valleys, hills and valleys, God of the hills and valleys, and I am not alone. I've watched my dreams get broken, in you I hope again. No matter what, I know I'm safe inside your hands. On the mountains I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the valley I will lift my eyes to the one who sees me there. When I'm standing